when the church formed an alliance with the world, we not only lost our testimony to the world, but we lost our authority and power. A worldly church places its emphasis on building campaigns and bigger buildings, while catering to man and his happiness. When the church loses its flame, it fails to ignite the world to Christ and the gospel. The gospel record of a crucified Christ and the Acts of the Apostles is an antithesis to today's modern message of elevating man, tolerating sin, and lowering God. The preaching of the biblical gospel and the full counsel of God is sidelined for a more popular message of self-love. The real gospel proclaims a holy God, a broken law, a guilty sinner, and a bloodstained Christ. The prophet Jeremiah declared, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." But they said, "We will not walk therein." And so the modern church found themselves shepherds who would merely feed and comfort them, but not protect them from the danger of dying in their sins and being cast into a devil's hell. Let us return to the old paths of a God-centered life and a Christ-centered gospel, for this is the only way to recapture the vital Christianity that altered society and turned the world upside down. We need power from on high to live crucified lives as we follow a crucified Christ. We live in desperate days where the devil roams the land, devouring whom he may, while an impotent church sits on the comfortable sidelines in spectator Christianity. But we must regain our reality of a risen Christ and our fear of a holy God, and speak in the power of the Holy Ghost, so we may stand fearless before men and kings to boldly proclaim with divine authority, "Thus saith the Lord."